It is time to just shake every dust away from our lives. And we are to move. We are to run. Arise. Arise, ye church. Arise, God's people. Arise is the word for me and for you. And what are we to do? Arise and run, looking unto Jesus. You know, his brilliance is so dazzling that I am blind to anything else. You know, when you look at something so bright, you become blind to everything else. Hallelujah. That's what I meant by his presence, his person is so dazzling that you and I will become blind to every other thing. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not sharing some philosophy. This is God's word. Looking unto Jesus, his brilliance, his person, you know, is so dazzling, so bright that you and I will become blind to everything else around. Now, this is where we fail. You know, this Jesus is watered down to a Christmas father. This Jesus is brought down to everything else. We have made Jesus Christ the manager of a supermarket. You know, it's so sad. You know, when we see the dazzling person of Christ, the brightness of his glory. You know, Paul on the road to Damascus saw that great light, which is none else but Christ, the resurrected Christ. He became blind. He became blind both naturally and spiritually, in that sense of all that he was accustomed to do. Hallelujah. I tell you, he became blind. Hallelujah. You know, that Jesus, that resurrected, that exalted, that glorified, God of glory appeared unto Abraham, and see what happened to Abraham. He became blind to the earthly riches. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, brothers and sisters. The lack of seeing of that Christ is so evident in the church today. The lack of such a Christ. So many different kinds of Christ is being preached and presented. I was just sharing this week with some of my dear brothers and sisters. When we look at the four gospels of Jesus Christ, those gospels, you know, written by several of his disciples, you know, we do not find in one place Jesus requesting and pleading with somebody. He always commanded them. He spoke to them with authority. And that the Pharisees and the scribes said, this man speaks with authority. You know, what a different Jesus that was. The woman who was caught in adultery, he says, go and sin no more. He spoke a word. He said to Matthew, follow me. And he went on. You know, he spoke a word. He also told his disciples, go in my name. Do this. Go to every house. If they receive you, bless them in my name. If they refuse, shake the dust off and walk away from there. Remember one thing. Jesus commanded. People obeyed his command. But today, we have a Jesus who is pleading and requesting and you know, what he says is a suggestion to many people. We don't read that Jesus in the Bible. He's compassionate. He's loving. The young rich ruler came running to Jesus. He said, what shall I do to enter the kingdom of God? He said, all that you have, give it to the poor. Follow me. Jesus loved him, but he made no allowance for him. What he said was to be obeyed. But where is that Jesus today? I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, we have not seen the right Jesus. A different Jesus is being preached and presented today. You know, when God's word, when Jesus spoke the word, whether it was his own disciples or others, you know, we see one thing. As they obeyed the word, there was a formation of life. There was a formation of life. But today, we hear so much of word, but there is no formation. We have information. We do not take God's word as his command to us. We don't take his word to be obeyed in our lives. We take his word as suggestions. We don't take it as a word of command to be obeyed and lived. Hallelujah. Oh, may God change our mindset in these days. There is going to be a deliverance if we are going to accept this word and obey this word in our lives.